the will of the committee? I say we just keep going.
Waiting all morning here.
Yeah, just keep, we can get through this.
I think we can.
Okay, let's move on to the next item.
Item number 13 is from the Capital Finance Manager in the Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report regarding the 2011 University of Wisconsin UWM land sale funded capital projects. This also went to the Committee on Transportation, and they received and placed on file on a vote of 5-0. It is informational, unless otherwise directed by this committee.
Okay, will you introduce yourself?
Justin Rodriguez, Department of Administrative Services, Fiscal Affairs.
Pam O'Brien, Capital Finance Manager, Fiscal Affairs.
The 2011 budget included $5 million of land sale revenue related to the sale of land at the county grounds to UWM Innovation Park, LLC. In February 2011, a real property purchase agreement was agreed to for the purchase price of $13.55 million. The agreement agreed to in February 2011 had a different payment schedule than was originally envisioned as part of the 2011 adopted capital budget. Because of the change in the payment schedule, $5 million of UWM land sale revenue initially included in the 2011 capital budget will not be available for 2011 capital projects. The Department of Administrative Services has been working with the Department of Transportation and Public Works and other departments to determine the cash flow needed for work that will occur in 2011 and also to revise any cost estimates at this time. Rather than go through each of the individual projects, I'll just mention the projects in which work will be deferred until 2012, potentially. First, the Parks Naturalization Project. It is anticipated that work will begin in the spring of 2012 instead of the fall of 2011. For the Zoo Master Plan, half of the work included in the 2011 budget will be deferred until 2012. The Fiscal Automation Program, about a third of the work will be deferred until 2012. As part of the Countywide Infrastructure Improvement Project, the recalking of the criminal justice facility was initially included for work that would be done in 2011. It is now estimated that the bid documents will be prepared in the fourth quarter of 2011 and work will be performed in 2012. And finally, with the Countywide Inventory and Assessment Project, property assessments for the airport, parks, Marcus Center, and Public Museum will occur in 2011 with the property inventory assessments at Children's Court, HOC, Fleet Central Garage, Fleet North Shop, and the CATC will be deferred until 2012. If this schedule was adopted and work was able to begin in June of 2011, we would need $3.5 million of cash financing to perform work in 2011. With the remainder, remaining cash financing needed to be included as part of the 2012 capital budget.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the one thing that I will add to what Mr. Rodriguez mentioned was that, as you can note in the report, we don't identify a revenue source for the items that need to move forward in 2012. That's largely due to the fact that the county has to deal with what's going on with the budget repair bill first before we can determine what revenues could possibly be available to actually finance the items that have been deemed necessary to move forward in 2012. So that would be still yet to come until we, after we resolve issues regarding the state repair bill.
Supervisor Joseph.
On some of this part, you identified cash financing. Is it? Explain that for me.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the original financing for this was cash financing. These items were not eligible to be bond financed, which is why we moved forward in that regard. once the agreement for the UWM landfill was changed in terms of the payment structure, then that and they were, that was moved into the future, then that left an issue for the county to address in terms of what it was going to do with the items that were budgeted in 2011 to be paid for with the UWM land sales. So it's cash regardless because they're not eligible for bond
finance. So we wouldn't have the option of using debt service for any of these. We have just passed at our last board meeting a resolution that changed the policy on this, and I think this just illustrates the wisdom of that policy, not to be planning for land sales to budget things in the current budget and then not receive that cash. So we hopefully have changed that policy, and hopefully we'll have that policy reflected in our next budget.
Yeah.
Thank you.